you know that we're in a war. And it seems like the devil took some liberties this week that he had no business taking. It seems like the enemy tried to pull a little surprise attack on some of you. And I have been in a position of just watching for about, well, we did the deliverance yesterday, but I've been watching the devil for about a week. I've been putting more focus, as usual, on God. But Father God, today is a payback day. It's a payback day. It's a war day. And we come to you through the blood of Jesus. And we're going to show the devil how we win in this warfare. And Minister Hill, I got you on the phone because I did something. The Holy Spirit told me to do something which really, really worked. But I got to find out now how to incorporate the live calls in it. But the sabotage, God is reversing it. But I see your mic is open. Can you say something?
Minister Hill? Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Oh, hang up. The blog is, it really, really works. I'm amazed.
Yes, ma'am. Blog Talk is up. Okay.
It really, really works. I learned something this morning. You know why? Because after you get Daisy off the school, make sure you come back. Because God told me this morning that I'm to deal with the thief, the killer, and the destroyer. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So we're going to do some serious warfare. But it's time for the blood right now. Go ahead.
Okay. You want me to
see,
go ahead?
We were ready. We had a backup. Nothing was going to stop the blood. Go ahead.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Morning, Ted Lyon. There's too much power in the blood.
That's right. They might block
it for momentarily, but they can't stop it.
Yes.
That's a fact. That's the truth. They can't stop it.
Yes.
The blood is what it is, and there is power.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. How excellent. How excellent is thy name. Just the name of Jesus and demons got to flee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They got to go. They got to go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we beseech you this morning to draw nigh unto us as we draw nigh unto you through this fasting and time of prayer that we dedicated these 40 days. And I pray that you will bless us in all spiritual things as we present our bodies unto you, recognizing that we need you every day. And that we live and breathe. For without you, Lord, we're nothing. And we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. We bless your holy name. And we lift you up this morning, Lord, as well you deserve. And we do honor your life and your ministry. And we do honor you as God and Savior of the whole world. You are all and in all, and apart from you, there is no other. No matter what the devil takes us through, we will never bow down
to another.
Only you. We going to stand, and we going to continue to stand, and we going to fight. And that's why we are called to do the works that you did, the first work. And we honor you.
Yeah.
And we just know in our hearts that there are three that bear witness in the earth and in heaven. And we are in those three, so we are counted because we are in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we're going on. 1 Corinthians 11:23. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Take your bread in hand and bless the name of Jesus, for he is worthy.
Yes, God.
And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup. Take your cup in hand, lift it up, and bless the name of Jesus. All that power in a cup. Oh, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Hallelujah to my Lord, my King, and the Savior of the whole world. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you. See you back on Spreaker in a minute.
Okay. All righty.
Brothers and sisters, we got some serious warfare to do this morning. You see, the devil is trying
the
to...
The Hamburg Sea Devils were an American...
Shut up. Sorry about that, y'all. You can move this thing. Okay. The devil is trying to use the spirit of accusation. And he's trying to use it through the spirit of divorce and broken relationships. He's trying to destroy the family life through marriage. I mean, the family life by destroying marriages. But this morning, and he's trying to break up relationships. You see, God is a God of relations and relationships. And as long as the devil can continue busting up and destroying relationships, he's just doing what he is called to do. Now, somebody post John 10:10 in here. John 10:10. John 10:10. I'm going to deal with this morning in the name of Jesus. I'm going to deal with the thief. I'm going to deal with the killer. I'm going to deal with the destroyer, who's the prince over the bottomless pit. In the Greek and the Hebrew, he's called Apollyon and Abaddon. And I'm going to deal with people that the devil sends in your midst to do nothing but strengthen the spirits that break relationships, that cause divorce, that cause trauma in the lives of children, so that when they get old enough and big enough, then that cycle of broken relationships, the cycle of stealing, because there are some people that believe that they can't be friends with anybody that's friends with anybody else. So they have to bust up a friendship in order to become or try to be a friend to another person. And in all actuality, they're not going to befriend anybody because they're not a friend to themselves. And I've been watching this spirit for about, I've been watching it really for a long time, but I didn't understand it. So when I don't understand something, I just watch and wait. And then the Lord will come and give me understanding about how it works. In this ministry of deliverance that I have, I learned a long time ago to wear everything as like a loose garment, because I know that Satan gets in anything and everything. But the way you win is you don't let it affect you in your heart. You just keep it a distance from you. And sure, things pop up that make you sad. They actually make you sad, because the whole objective of Satan is to get in your heart and cause pain. You see, one of the chief weapons of the devil is pain. He doesn't care how he has to bring you that pain. He will bring it physically, spiritually, mentally, psychologically, relationally. But the whole objective, put this in the chat room, the whole objective of the devil is to bring you pain. He'll bring you pain in your physical body. He'll bring you pain through torment. He'll bring you pain through memories even. He'll even bring you cellular pain, pain through your cells, if that's what he has to do to dispense his MO of stealing, killing, and destroying. But this morning, and see, even God showed me, gave me how to overcome with the blog talk and the Spreaker. Okay. Now our job is to, in this part of the mission, and somebody posted here how many days we got left. I told you, it's gonna get worse. The closer we get to the 40 days, it's gonna get worse. So I'm trying to help you overcome it before it ever comes. And then it should not affect you as badly. Okay, today is day 32 of the 40-day fast. Today is 32 of the 40-day fast. That's what I said. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to know that beside you somewhere is the devil. Are you hearing me? And the devil is contained in a human body. Somebody's body around you contains the devil. Can you put that in the chat room? Joanne Butler, oh, today is day 33. Okay. It's 33, Jessica. Put this in the chat room. Somebody's body. Somebody's physical body around me today contains the devil. Today, Wendy, somebody's body today beside you contains the devil. Let me digress just for a minute. I'm getting your priority mails. I got a stack. I'm awake. Maybe a couple more days, maybe one more day, and I'm going to do what God told me to do with these priority meals. I'm going to the top of that mountain, and I'm going to pray. So today I'm going to get that whatever I got to get to work on my laptop independent, and I'm going to do it. Somebody's physical body around me today contains the devil. It is my, put this in there, it is my responsibility Did you put in the chat room? It is my responsibility to destroy the works of the devil first and discern the body second. It is my responsibility to discern the devil first. It is my responsibility, I'm sorry, to stop the devil first. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It is my responsibility to stop the devil first and then discern whose body he's operating through. Did anybody post this part two? It is my responsibility. Yes, thank you, Jennifer R. All right. Now, this is what I want you to put up here. It is not as important to you and me who's doing the work as to what is doing the work first. Your first responsibility has got to be to stop the works of the devil first, and then discern who second. It is not as important who the devil is operating through as it is to stop him and stop his works. The scripture for this is John chapter 10, verse 10. And I'm going to show you why. John chapter 10, verse 10. Can you post that? Two or three people post it. John chapter 10, verse 10. Okay. The thief does not come but for or except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But this is what I want you to look at, the B part of this scripture. Post this, and post it like this. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Can you post that about 10 people? The B part of John 10:10. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So Jesus is telling us, one, that there's a thief, and two, that this thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I'm telling you there's a thief, but look, this is what I've come to do. I have come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. So the thief is really on his job to steal the abundant life from you, kill the abundant life that God has for you, and destroy the abundant life that God has for you. You got that? Post it in this chat room. The thief is here only to steal the abundant life that Jesus has for me, to kill the abundant life that Jesus has for me, and to destroy the abundant life that Jesus has for me. Now, I need at least 7 people to write the word life in all caps, L-I-F-E, life, 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 life. Life, life, life. Come on. I need 3 more people. And now I want you to put abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to write in this chat room, and I want you to say, I bind the thief. I bind the thief unloose to steal my life. I bind the thief unloose to steal my abundant life. I bind the thief unloosed to steal, kill, and destroy my abundant life. The Bible says, in Exodus chapter 22, verse 7, if the thief be found, let him pay double. If the thief be found, let him pay double. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 24:7, if a man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Israel and maketh merchandise of him or selleth him, then that thief shall die, and thou shalt put away evil, and thou shalt put evil away from among you. Job 24:14, the murderer rising with the light killeth the poor and needy, and in the night is as a thief. Hosea 7:1, when I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered and the wickedness of Samaria, for they commit falsehood. And the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without. Joel 2:9. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. Zechariah 5:4. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name. And it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof. Matthew 24:43. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Matthew 26:55, in the same hour, said Jesus to the multitude, "Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me." Brothers and sisters, Luke 12:39, "And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through." John 10:1, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Brothers and sisters, the Bible says that the day of the Lord is going to come as a thief in the night, and it's going to burn up works. That would be found in 2 Peter 3:10. Revelation 16:15. "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." The devil is out there, and he's doing his thing, but God is greater. God is greater. You hear me this morning? God is greater. Today, I'm going to do some deliverance. Make no mistake about it. But before I do it, I need you to align yourself with the promises of God. I need you to align yourself with the word of God. You see, I need you, and I need you to do it quickly. Define your scripture, and I want you to align yourself with that scripture today. A great one, a great scripture. Psalm 23:3, "He restored my soul." Whatever your scripture is this morning, I want you to align yourself, come into agreement with the word of God this morning. You see, today, I don't care what it looks like in the natural. This is a great day and a great time. And there's going to be a great abundance of God poured out. But it's going to be poured out through answered prayers. It's going to be poured out through you being in agreement with the word of God. Those of you that are sending me those priority mails, I'm already getting them. I'm already stacking them up. I'm already praying over the little crosses that I'm going to send back to you. When I send these back to you, we're taking the airwaves. Satan, devils, and demons are mad. They're mad. And They manifest in that madness. Align yourself with the word of God and purpose in your heart that you're not going to move. Purpose in your heart. And I mean, you're going to see it because John 10:10 tells you the thief's plan. So if you know the enemy's plan, you know all you got to do to defeat the enemy is to make him stop stealing from you. Make him stop killing off your dreams, your visions, and make him stop destroying your life. Because Jesus said, he has come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Abundantly, an abundant life. And that abundance in God that I'm talking about, I want you to think about it for just a moment. The abundance of God's love, the abundance of God's peace, the abundance of God's joy, the abundance of God's favor, the abundance of God's strength, the abundance of everything good that comes from God. I need you to see this. I need you to receive this. I need you to see this in your spirit. The more you can see it, the more you can grab it. The abundance in your relationships. The abundance in your life. Jesus said he came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So today, this is what God intends to give you. This is what God wants to give you. But you got to align yourself with his word. And you got to align yourself with his promises. And you're going to have to stand. And you're going to have to still stand. You're going to have to receive this in your own spirit, in your own body, in your own heart, in the name of Jesus. So today I want you, and I want maybe 10 of you, to post in this chat room, I renounce the thief. And then I want another 7 of you to bind him. I bind the thief this morning. Because the word of God says that the thief has to repay double. He has to repay it. But not if you don't put a demand on it. If you keep going by here thinking something's going to just drop, it ain't. The only thing that's going to just drop is the thief, the stealer, the killer, the destroyer. They'll just drop right in your life with all that badness. But our God is good. He is good. And it's important that you learn the power in unity. You've been out there binding them by yourself all this time, and it ain't fully worked. Because if it worked, you wouldn't be on this headline. But you see, in relationship, oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is important that we draw on the corporate anointing this morning, that we come into agreement with the word of God. You're not going to, I'm telling you, those of you that have been running around like a Lone Ranger, I know, because I used to be the chief Lone Ranger. For a long time, I did not, you know, I wasn't in the Army. I used to command troops. So when I got out of the Army, I just said, man, you know what? I'm tired of people. I am not your world's greatest people. That's why I'm not a people pleaser. I'm trying to please God. But I can't please God if I don't love people. So God had to teach me how to love people. And I'm going to tell you, the thief has been working daily hard ever since I got saved to stop me from loving people. Why? Because God said he knows that man's heart is desperately wicked. People that allow the devil to work through them. That's why I told you this morning, he's right beside you, the enemy. He's going to come up in your face today. But it won't be the person, it'll be this here demon operating through the people. So what you got to do this morning, and what we got to do this morning, in the name of Jesus, we have to bind the works of Satan through the thief. We have to bind the works of Satan through the killer. We have to bind the works of Satan through the destroyer. This is the way you win in spiritual warfare. You got to come into one accord to cause spiritual completion, to cause spiritual resolve. And we have to use the corporate anointing. That means when we come together in one heart on one issue, then God comes down and comes out of us to do and complete this work that he is the one that called into judgment in the first place. So, in the name of Jesus, post this. I need somebody. You did it already, but you post this. I bind every corporate work of Satan this morning from the heavenlies. I bind every corporate work of Satan this morning from the heavenlies through the thief. Through the thief. Now here's the blessing. I loose the anointing of God. I loose the word of God. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was revealed, to destroy the works of the devil. I loose the power of God's own Holy Spirit I loose billions and billions and billions of angels to stop the thief, to stop the thief this morning. I bind the thief's ability to steal this morning. Anything that is mine and God's, I bind the thief's ability to steal and kill anything that is mine and God's. I bind the thief's ability to destroy anything that is mine and God's. In the name of Jesus, I cover every true relationship with the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus to every true relationship. I bind the spirit of divorcement from anything and everything that the devil is trying to steal, to kill, or destroy that belongs to God and me. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus from my position, seated in heaven, in Christ Jesus. And I ask you, God, for the double, for my covenant double, because the thief has been caught. The thief has been caught. And in the name of Jesus, I break the power of the thief, the killer, and the destroyer. Father God, you are my God. Lord Jesus, you are my Lord. Holy Spirit, you are God's power resident within me. Save everything of my life that Jesus came here to destroy the works of the devil. And I ask you right now, if it's anything in me in agreement with the thief, remove it. If there's anything in me in agreement with the killer, remove it. If there's anything in me that is transferred from the destroyer, remove it right now. Cough that out. Cough it out. Cough it out. Cough it out. I break the power of every ungodly agreement initiated with or without our knowledge. Every agreement with the thief, with the killer, with the destroyer. Every ungodly agreement with Abaddon, Apollyon. Go. Get out. I break it right now. I break it right now. I destroy it right now. Go. Go, destroyer. Go. I break the power of every ungodly covenant, every ungodly agreement, every ungodly alignment, and every area that the thief is hiding. I command you to get out. Come up and out and go. Get off the men and women of God right now. The blood of Jesus has been applied. You have to go. Loose the mind. I break the power of the thief's ability to operate in the mind, in the brain cells. Go. Get out. Get out. Get out. I break and destroy the bag that was used to put our stolen goods in. I command that the bottom of the bag be ripped open. According to John 12 and 6. I thank you, Lord God, that your day has come. Restore, restore everything that the cankerworm and the palmer worm has eaten away. I thank you for it right now. I thank you. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you that the thief has been bound and that the gateways and the doors of double have been opened, that restoration is taking place in the name of Jesus. Father God, expose, cut away every harmful intent that is manifested into a spirit and loose your goodness as we come into agreement with your word this morning. Your word says, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you this morning for abundant life. We thank you this morning for being loosed from the thief. Lord God, I say your word this morning. Open up ye gates. And be ye open up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. And I thank you this morning, Father. I thank you. I thank you this morning. I thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, for your mercy, and for your restoration. I thank you this morning for your restoration. God, you are in everything. You are over everything. And no thing shall by any means harm us. No thing shall by any means harm us. I thank you for your blood this morning. I thank you for your covering, cleansing, delivering blood this morning. And I pray, God, don't let your people go back. Don't let them act back. Don't let them think back. Let them move forward, knowing that the thief has been caught and that restoration is taking place. You gotta receive this morning. You gotta receive it. I loose you in the name of Jesus. I loose you from all that backwards, going back, acting back, looking back, thinking back. Go forward under an open heaven.
Yeah. tonight. Open up
heaven.
Open up your mouth all over this room. Open up heaven. Open up.
Waging war against demons and parasites. See you tomorrow on the TED Line.